Y'all know we've been in Mexico for a long time, 45 years. That's a long time. We've seen a lot of things. And the churches have got stronger and stronger. And the pastors and the preacher school, we have 12 men that come in every Monday. We enjoy those times together, fellowship with one another, keep in contact. And Cody does a wonderful job of teaching and preaching. I wish you could hear him preach in Spanish. He still hasn't lost his English ability to, maybe when he comes up here, the Lord bless him preaching like he does in Mexico. But, we have a young man that's coming, came down and has been going in the services there with us for a long time. He's from Canada. He's coming along real well, and he's taking advice from Cody and I on some things about getting into these Pueblos. And I told him the other day, I said, now don't despise the day of small things. He said, where's that found in the Bible? I said, look it up, get your concordance, and look it up, it's in there. And I don't know how to quote all the scriptures and verses, but it's there. And he's doing fine. It's starting with, said, going to the Pueblo, and I told him, I said, you find a house that receive you into the house, and I said, if you're going to start any service in that house, you ask the others around about to find out about the reputation of that family. And I ask if they're worthy. Have you ever wondered about that scripture? Ask if they're worthy. Nobody's worthy of the gospel. Nobody's worthy of salvation. But I think what the scripture's talking about is you better find a family that's not fighting with everybody else in town. Somebody's getting along pretty well with the rest of the community. Identify with them and go into their home and start having services, because you get in a home. Now, I learned from the hard knock way. I got in the house of a man, you know, and I found out his daughter's, oh my, I had to get out of that house and get into another house. Well, I'm rambling now. Let me see. But that's Bill's fault. But, good to be up here in this cool weather. First change. I don't envy the ragweed just blowing around. It's got me all stuffed up. But Cody is driving. He's driving a lot. Goes to Cancun. Services there. Church is going well in Cancun. He goes over to Chiapas. It's about a 3 or 4 hour drive to get over there, and preaches over there. And I don't drive as much as I used to. And I got a good, nice truck to do it in. But I just drive to... I preach on the Wednesdays and have the classes on the Mondays. And then I preach in other places. But Cody's doing... He's taking the load. He's doing the real responsibility of the whole ministry. And he's the pastor of the church in Merida. And now he'll be coming up here later on, and I'll be there in Merida. All fall on me. But it's amazing. It's amazing. We're immigrants down in Mexico now. We've been immigrants for the last 10 years, Betty, something like that. But we can't vote in Mexico, even though we're immigrants. We still have dual citizenship. But I don't want to vote down there anyway. But we're immigrants in Mexico. We're glad to get those papers. It took us 30 years to get those papers. Imagine 30 years. And we're just so grateful to have that paper, this passport, you know, Mexican passport. And I guess I don't have any desire to being buried up here in the States when I die. I died down there and be buried out in Uaine. That's where I got mine, or Citzantun. Buried like they were buried. We've had several funerals this year. I wish you could go to one of the funerals. People think it's so pathetic, you know. But it don't cost a lot of money to put you in the ground, you know. And they sing songs and preach messages. And it's so different from what it is here. Bill told me to read a text, so I'm going to take a text from this, from Galatians. I might think of something else to say along the line as I go. In Galatians chapter 2, Paul is talking here to Peter. Peter, you know, Peter's a big thing in Catholicism. But here Paul is rebuking Peter. It says, we who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus. A lot of folks want to stress the faithfulness of Jesus. Well, that's true. He's faithful in all things. But I want to stress the reality of the faith of Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for the faith of Jesus Christ. A man had to believe God. That's the reason the eternal Son of God was made flesh, made man, that he might, as a man, believe God and fulfill all the law in every point, in every hota, in every tilde. He could fulfill it all, establish a perfect righteousness. It was the faith of Jesus, his faith. But you could say his faithfulness down being. But a lot of preachers talk about just the faithfulness of Christ. He's faithful, but it's his faith. That's where I think that emphasis should be on his faith. A man obeyed God. We had to have a man to stand in our place. Couldn't be an angel. Had to be a man. Flesh of our flesh. Blood of our blood. And that's what he did. And he said, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. He uses that. We have believed in Jesus Christ that we may be justified by the what? The faith of Jesus Christ. By his faithfulness. By his. He fulfilled all that which we cannot do. It's not our faith. I don't trust in my faith. My faith is up and down. If I had to trust in my faith, I wouldn't have any hope. Oh, you little faith. Everyone else have just a little faith. But I thank God we have a little faith in a great God. And the faith of Jesus Christ, that's our hope. The faith of a man that glorified the Father, glorified God, and fulfilled all that the law demands of us. And in this text, Peter is confronted by Paul. Because Peter went up to visit the work there among the Gentiles. And that while he was there, he was enjoying the fellowship, enjoying the food that the Gentiles ate. Probably they ate pork and everything. The Jews would not dare to eat the pork. And for Peter was eating those tacos made out of pork and enjoying that fellowship with the Gentiles. And here came a group from Jerusalem. And there were some false brethren among them. They come up to see how it was going along. And when Peter saw those that were sent from James there in Jerusalem, he saw them, he withdrew from the Gentiles. And it was offending. It was a denial, really, of the gospel which he believed himself, in which Paul preached and Peter preached, but his action was denying the faith that he believed. The faith of Jesus Christ is our only hope, and we have believed on him, that through the faith of Jesus Christ we're justified before God and not by the works of the law. And Paul rebuked him to his face. And he goes on to say, but if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister a sin? God forbid. I don't want to give anybody the impression that I am justified before God, or I have any comfort or hope of salvation in what I do. I don't trust in anything I ever have done or will do or am doing. Only trust I have is in Him, who He is. He's the God-man. What He did, He offered up a sacrifice that's sufficient, acceptable to God, that justifies all for whom He died. They're made just in Him by the imputation you were preaching about righteousness. I can come to God as a sinner, the sinner that I am, and call God my Father without being presumptuous. If I didn't believe and trust in the faith and the fulfillment that Christ did on Calvary for my sins and His resurrection, then where He is now and what He's doing, He lives forever to make intercession for us. And that's the only thing that gives us confidence to lift up our eyes and pray, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name." We have access and confidence through Christ alone. But while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners. Is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroy, I'll make myself a transgressor. The preachers nowadays are preaching faith in Christ, your faith. Loosen your faith. Exercise your faith. And they're putting all the emphasis on the faith of the believer. And then as soon as they confess faith, well, they say, "Well, that all depends on you." They send them back to the law for their real justification. I'm sanctified in Jesus Christ. You are too. By the faith of Jesus Christ, I'm sanctified in Jesus Christ. We grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord, but I tell you what, Paul, when he grew in grace, he's old. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body, this death? He sure wasn't looking to himself, was he? He's looking. I thank God through Jesus Christ my Lord. Who are you looking for? Who are you looking to? If you're looking to any other one than Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have no hope. You're looking the wrong way. And that's what Bill preaches. That's what I preach. Let me say some things before I go on. I want to thank the Lord for this church and for Bill and Dorothy. They've been down there a couple of times at Yucatan years ago when it had to drive all the way down there. And y'all, this church has been faithful. One of the first supporters of the ministry there, and they've been faithful all these years. Thank God for faithful people like you. And the minister here, and Bill, preaching, and it's the first time I've ever been on a film. We wonder how this is going to turn down. But Betty's the computer expert. I don't even touch the things. I'm computer illiterate. But she does all that stuff. And she takes my, what we do in classes. I get up some, I'm going into all my old outlines, and I'll say, "Type that up." And it looked like a bunch of chicken scratching. And she'll type it up, and looks like it comes out on that machine, and it looks real good on that machine. The paper, I turn, give it to the men. I always give them a sermon each Monday when they come in. I didn't know whether they were preaching them or not. But the other day, I gave them one. And gave them all one. And I was wondering, are they getting any good out of those messages? And But Cody came back from Cancun. He drove down there 3 hours, down there 3 hours back. He took Elio with him. Elio from Sitsantung. Young man. When I went to Yucatan, Elio was just a baby, wasn't he? He's pastor now. Elio Chai. And a fine looking man. Fine wife and family. He's a good preacher too. He went down there with Cody, and Cody put him up to preach. Cody preaches all the time. He's glad to put somebody up. But Elio preached that message, that last outline you made. And he got back and he said, Elio preached that message. And he did real, real well. Real well. Got along real well on it. And Betty said, it looks like he beats you shooting your own gun. Yeah, he beat me shooting my own gun. But it's wonderful to have a son in the ministry and have him down there preaching the gospel. I hope you pray for him and Winna. Winna's fine wife. She's a fine woman, fine young lady. And she supports him all the way. And Betty, she's not so bad herself. You know, she's been through a lot. And she's been a backbone to us, too. But building again the things which I destroy. Preaching the gospel is destroying that false hope that a man has in his religion. Whatever he puts his confidence in that's other than Jesus Christ, him crucified and resurrected on the throne of God, ever living to make intercession. Any other hope is a false foundation. I just want to preach a clear message that I have no hope outside of Jesus Christ, and I don't trust in the law. I don't have anything against the law. The law's good, but I'm thankful I don't have to be. I'm not saved by the law. The law don't do anything to me but condemn me. For I, through the law, am dead to the law. How am I dead to the law? In the person of Christ, He died because of my transgressions, because of your transgressions against the law of God. He died. That I might live unto God. That's what we live now. We live unto God. How? By faith in Jesus Christ. By faith in Jesus Christ. But it's not our faith, it's His faith. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith. There it is again. By the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. As far as that person is concerned, if they trust in anything other than Christ, Christ's death for them has no meaning whatsoever, except greater condemnation, right?